USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks plunged after President Trump suggested U.S. companies find alternatives to doing business in China. The Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. The NASDAQ and S&P also fell. As the trade war between the United States and China continues, many farmers are feeling the heat.
They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while. It's going to take a while to recover from that.
That's Iowa farmer Lynn Swanson speaking on Fox News. And the illegal alien accused of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts is waiving his right to a speedy trial. Christian Rivera had a hearing on Friday morning where a judge approved his waiver. Rivera's next hearing is set for October 22nd and 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg completed a three-week course of treatment for a pancreatic tumor. The news comes after Ginsburg was treated for lung cancer late last year. A man who's already serving time in Pennsylvania is accused of making a huge series of terroristic threats. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Bradford County prison inmate Jesse Blake indicted in a Williamsport, PA federal courtroom on Thursday on numerous counts related to threats he allegedly made against President Trump and for mailing other threats. Reports are Blake sent a letter to the FBI in which he threatened to blow up the White House, blow up the UN, the Pentagon, and Trump Tower before directly attacking the president himself. Blake was jailed in April on counts related to the sexual assault of victims between the ages of 8 and 11. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hassan Piker is a contributor with the left-leaning Young Turks Network. Now, he unleashed a vulgar rant against Representative Dan Crenshaw, Republican from Texas and a former Navy SEAL. Crenshaw, who now wears an eye patch, lost his eye in an IED explosion while serving in Afghanistan. Piker claims that the congressman lost his eye to a brave soldier. Representative Crenshaw reacts on Fox News.
Wow, he was triggered, wasn't he? I mean, that is the definition of a leftist getting triggered. Doesn't like what he's hearing, he disagrees with it, doesn't understand foreign policies. He mentioned something about being 12 years old. Yeah, I have almost 12 years of experience actually deploying overseas. So maybe that's what he meant when he said 12 years. I don't know. But he clearly doesn't know much. And when you don't know much about foreign policy, you get really mad when people disagree with you. And if you can't argue your point, you tend to insult people. And, man, that is exactly the outrage culture that we have right now. He is a perfect example of it. He's trying to walk his comments back now. You know, good on him for trying to do that. These small things get them so riled up. You know, imagine what another win in 2020 will do when Trump wins, and I hope he does. Let's watch the meltdown then. But, you know, this kind of stuff has to stop. We have to be able to have nuanced conversations.
The Young Turks Network is hosted on YouTube. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.